I frequently use to try to get people to understand dose is like any drug or chemical. The poison is in the size of the dose. For example, you can take an aspirin a day or an aspirin three times a day and you have no chemical poisoning effects. But if you take a bottle of aspirin, you can overdose and die. And it's true with almost all of our medications. You can overdose and die. Well, everything in our environment basically works the same way. You can overdose on water and drown. You can overdose radioactivity and it can kill you. But small doses you can stand. And that is why people need to understand the whole concept of dose, because we're exposed to radioactivity every second from our conception on, from the solar system and from the Earth. In the way of cosmic rays, in the way of natural radioactivity in the Earth, comes to us from the Earth via the route called food, as well as direct radioactivity that exists. Some of the highest gamma rays that we measure comes out of the soil in the way of potassium. Potassium 40, which is a very small percentage of all the natural potassium on Earth. It's made through cosmic interaction. It's a natural radionuclide. We have high energy cosmic rays that impinge on us. We can measure that. That's what we measure at these community monitoring stations. We measure it at the rate of about what we call 25 microvolts per hour. And depending on the elevation or the kind of rock or earth that you're in, that can vary anywhere from about 10 to 30 or 40 because of the difference in elevation, more cosmic rays, or the difference in having more uranium or radon in the rock. And so you see, depending on the station, you can see quite a difference in the ambient background. We're exposed to that every second of our life. It's like interest. Never sleeps.